I held myself back.
But you have to thank you for feeling the representative.
Yeah.
I thought that Kamal Krishna Swami has come to me.
I think he is. It's the other way around. I am the shadow. I have some question to ask from Vilap Kusumanjali. The first verse.
First.
Swam Rupa Manjari Sakik, that verse.
Yeah, art.
Yeah.
You have also?
Can I ask a question? I'm, according to this translation, it says, "Oh friend, Rupa Manjari."
Huh?
The translation is like this, this book. "Oh Rupa Manjari, although you are a famous and important person in this town, still you cannot see the face of the Supreme Personality of Godhead standing before you." So I thought, how is that possible?
Is this contradictory?
It's a wrong. I can detect when these things are wrong. It's very easy.
You have some rush up here.
When I
so you have caught it. For a purush, a man then has, other than has, only this. But the vyanjana artha, vyanjana means not direct, indirect, that sukh is himself Krishna. She is going to tell this. But this many will not write. In this world we have Guru. In the Raganuga Bhakti, like saint, Vishambhena Guru Seva. No relation of Guru. In this world, Raghunath Das Goswami used to tell Rupa Goswami as Guru. And he is respected like Guru. But inner world, he is seen as a Sakhi, Rupa Manjari. And he will tell in third slok that but I will have the ideas, there will be a pushpa, a flower, and I will make a garland of all those flowers. And scenting by my eyes tears, I am giving you this to Radhika Houston, not to Krishna. But all the slokas are in connection with Radha and Krishna both, but yet he is
in his mood, he is thinking only
Radha. Here is also Radha, Rukmanjari is so much near and dear to Srimati Radhika. And to achieve the mercy of Srimati Radhika, she is praying to Rukmanjari here. She is telling. He is not telling, but she is telling. Raghunath Das Goswami is not telling here. Bharati Manjari is telling. For her mercy. And she is praying that Guru Manjari Sakhi, I have heard that you are so much Patit Prasad in your presence. None is equivalent to you. But I see something that I cannot think, and I have doubt.
What is that doubt?
The doubt is that husband has gone to buy cows. And it has been more than 4 or 5 days. And he is searching cows for very good kind of cows. And those cows should not be Garbhini. Garbhini means having ohms. But very near they will be like so. Is because after giving cough, they will give so much milk, so he has. And he has not yet returned. But I see that you have some thing in your ear.
On the lips.
Yes, and all others. I am also watching something else also. He has not cleared it. But it is clear in Tika. Of Lila Krishna.
Who's Tika? Vishwanath Chakravarti Thakur?
Perhaps. I have not tried. So, think that I see that your lips are as red as a bimb phal. Have you seen? Very soft, very reddish.
Deep red and stuff.
And if anything will be touched, so Sukh Pakshi, Shyam Pakshi, Shyam, you know?
Blackish.
Huh?
Shyam means blackish?
Color like Krishna. So Sukh are also very chanchal.
Restless.
Not restless. Chanchal.
Yeah, we know chanchal. Lakshmi is chanchal.
Lakshmi is
unsteady.
Not that, but similar, but chanchal. Going hither, thither, doing something. Very chanchal, like Krishna. Parrots not so pakshi, are so chanchal. That they thought, that this is bimbaphal. And I think that he has come there. And he wanted to taste that bimbaphal. And that is why you have so temperance.
Cut this, looks like a cut.
Cut it, like cutting.
Bitten.
Huh?
Some bite. Cutting.
Why he is telling? There is link. He went to Rukmanjari anytime. And Rukmanjari was very glad. And perhaps it was the time of Rash. And Rash has gone very quickly, it has gone. After shortly, they have met. And so she is telling that inner meaning is that Krishna has come and meet you, and this thing is seen today. And can you describe these things? What happened? That one is Rupa Manjari. Took Rati Manjari in his laps. And he began to be remembering the past. After that, she could not answer. But his eyes and mood told that, yes, something is done like so. He is doing pranam, no pranam shabda here. But it is so much greater than pranam. And seeing this, hearing this poem, Rupa Manjari at once becomes so glad that all so much bhav. So in other shlok he has told that sthala kamalini yukta garbhita kanani smita paniyasya barahasya puspa gucchat chalena apila nikhil ratasta saur bhakta samanchan pratiyatatav margam krishna bhingo jagadga. O sthala kamalini. Sthala kamalini means a lotus in land. Kamal kamalini. Kamal in sunlight. Kamalini kumuduni in night. Chandra prakash. Chandra here, Krishna Chandra. Connected with Krishna Chandra. So, you are laughing. Why you are laughing? Is there anything behind it? This? I think that sthala kamalini chukta garbhita kanane smin. In this kanane, in this Vrindavane, you are most
Blossom.
Prasputi.
Blossom.
Blossom.
Blossom. In which very softness, fragrance means sugar, some madhu, honey, like all things are there. In you are sthala kamalini and you are laughing. You are very much abhimanini,
proudy.
A lady is very proudy when his husband is very obedient to her. And he tries to please at any cost. So you are very abhimanini.
Haughty. That's the word.
H-O-T-Y.
H-A-U-G-H-T-Y. Haughty.
Haughty. You are so haughty. And you are understanding all gopis, nothing. You are so haughty. You are laughing as if puspa gucchat chalena. As if a lotus, lotus ya kumudini, In Guccha means several in one. That is called Guccha. Here Guccha means laughing, seeing, all these things. These are Guccha. Panyasya parahasya pushpa Guccha chalena apila nikhil lasasta saurubhakta samuccha. Why you are telling like so? If she questions to Pratimanjari, Pratimanjari answers that I see that bee loves flowers and is in this Vrindavan. There are so many flowers, Kumudini, and so much beautiful one to another.
No, that's all right. It's understood.
What?
There are so many flowers. There, one is more beautiful than the other. But somehow.
But you are most fragrant and very smelling. Because that bee, Krishna, call every black bee.
Krishna bee.
Living behind all flowers, all lotus are Kumudini. He only coming to you only. He does not go here and there. You have bound him you, by your fragrant saundarya, madhurya, roop and everything. Can you have mercy upon me? That I can realize and test all these things that you are testing. Give me a little bit of your mercy. From Guru we cannot tell like this.
I have a question to ask. That when you spoke previously about Rupa Manjari, you said that when Krishna approaches her, then she says, Radhe, Radhe.
And Radhe.
And she runs away. And that she has no desire. Her only interest is to be with and serve Radharani. And yet,
this is the connection here in this shloka. Rupa Manjari var sevika. So closely. There are two times, two conditions. When Srimati Radhika sends any sakhi to Krishna for duty. Understand?
No, messenger.
At that time, Krishna may request in all ways, but she will refuse. At that time. Because Radhika has full faith in her, and she will raksha karegi. So that my sakhi may not be have any chance to do some
doubt.
And he does accordingly. But when it is kamaktika bhakti, not sambandhanuga, the
kamanuga.
Kamanuja has a speciality. If there is no kam, it is not kamanuga. So they have kam. But
Anuga
in Radha. Like a plant, creeper, if he give water in the root, all the flowers and all the leaves will be very
healthy,
happy,
luxuriant.
Nourished. So if Gopi see that Radha and Krishna are meeting, what Radhika have experienced, they will have all the experience by Radhika's mouth, face and body. What will be the stage of Srimati Radhika by testing Krishna? They will have all these things, because if a creeper takes water and he nourishes all these things, so it is doing. But Radhika always wants that they should also meet Krishna, because it is Kamanuga. So when she is there and all the sakhis are there, he at once flies away from that kunj and goes to another kunj separately.
Who flies away?
Srimati Radhika.
Okay.
And Krishna then used to search Srimati Radhika. All these sakhi have gone and they have been in a kunj, prithak prithak,
separately.
And Radhika has hide in a kunj. So Krishna is searching. And by this ishara of Srimati Radhika, so Krishna goes there and at once catches away. So in life, in this condition, by the wishes of Srimati Radhika, Krishna goes to them.
Okay.
And sometimes fulfills their kaam. Otherwise it cannot be told kamanuga. So it is not meaning that they never meet Krishna. But by the wish of Radhika, they can meet, but Krishna can meet and fulfill Srimati Radhika's will. And that is why here, by the Radhika's consent of Srimati Radhika, Krishna went to Srimati Radhika and meet Radhika, Rupmanjari. And after that, Rupmanjari met, Ratimanjari met to Srimati Rupmanjari, and she is telling this. Understand?
What did he ask?
I don't know. Follow to me, people. I'm
the bullish.
Have you read that slok? Sirup Manjari Karachita Pada Padam. All these slokas are very good. All Gaudiya Vaishnava who are Rupanuga, they remember all this lok in there. And they daily repeat it. Our goal is this final goal. Anyhow, a great can, if the great can, 2,000 and lots of births, if you will have that, and they are so much like it. This great Sukha. And we should go with our Adhikara. It will come by the grace of gopis. Or Raganuga Vaishnava. And then it will be very easy to remember. Now it is not easy to remember all these things. But at that time, it will easily come by force.
Adini Shakti.
Another question? No.
No. You were saying by Radhika's arrangement, indications Krishna will meet with some other gopis or manjaris. Now, at the time of Rasa Leela, Krishna dances with all of the gopis. So, there is also Radhika's desire for arrangement.
Here not Leela. A desire was, but not outward. Inwardly she wanted. But it will not be a rasa. So he came out of the rasa. There are so many rasas. In Vasantaras, there is a Vasantaras.
An instinct in us.
By Jayadeva Goswami, what he saw in his heart, he has written in Gita Govinda. Once Ras was going on, this Ras was going to Chandra Sarovar. Chandra Sarovar is
near
in Govardhan, where one Brahma Ratri, Chandra did not go here and there. Only it's a one point and watching from. So that is called Chandra Sarovar. Have you gone there? Chandra Sarovar. Understand, by? They are Rasvaisis. Going on. Chandra Sarovar. Radhika Sahib. That Krishna is playing with all gopis. And also with him. Krishna is letting him. So he left the ash and went in a kunja. Gita Govindakar is telling that Smarati Mano Me Krita Parihasa. He was so suffering, he was so in dhira dasa, always weeping for Krishna. But yet he has come out from Rasa and living Krishna there, or with all gopis. There are all gopis, Lalita Vishakha also, Dhruvavati, and every gopis are there. But Krishna became so much sad. Why Radha has left this Rasa, he has left. Krishna was also upset. And Srimati Radhika, leaving this rash and leaving Krishna, she was so unhappy and weeping only. A Sakhi came to Srimati Radhika, whether it may be Lalita Vishakha, Rupmanjari it may be. She came. And see that. She was feeling so bitterly. Perhaps she was not in sense. She asked, why you are reading? So bitterly. Srimati Radhika is telling that Smarati Manomi Krit Parihas. Haririya Biharati Gopika Dambe. Srimati Radhika is telling that my mind, my heart is only remembering the pastimes of Krishna which played with me. Sometimes Krita Parihasam, Krishna has done parihas. For laughing anything, for amazement he can do. Krita Parihasam. And he was playing so much lovely with me, and he was giving so much honor to me, and I became blind. Told that, O Krishna, my nipur has been pricked, please bind it in my feet. Krishna did it. He does parihas. How he does parihas? Parihas, you know, for laughing,
a joke.
That Srimati Radhika may anger, and after anger what she says, and after that I had a chance to serve Radhika more. So he is joking to Radhika. Radhika is telling that once he was sitting with me after that, and Krishna told that, O Priya, O Chandra, I am so much pleased with you. But he told Chandra to Radhika. And he told Noi to make Srimati Radhika anger. So told, O Priya, I am yours one. Not to anyone. O Priya Chandra. So here with this, Radhika became so much angry. And she left Krishna and told that you should never talk with me. And no, I have no connection with you. Go to Chandra at once and you connect with him and live with him. Don't come to me at any time. And she was so much beautiful. Seeing Krishna told that, come aparadham. Please excuse me. Come aparadham, you know? Aparadham, come. Yeah.
Aparad means offense.
Come.
Excuse me.
Excuse me for my aparad. I have done so much mistake. And I promise that for further I will never do like this. Krishna had done nothing, only for a joke. But he admits this thing and praying that you should come. How come? His Pitvasan. Pitvasan, you know?
Saffron.
Pitambar. Yellow.
yellow cloth.
Cloth.
Chadar.
Chadar. They have given him this. And having the cloth wrapped in his hand and stored like this, as if anyone
gets
something, and he is guilty and praying to Krishna. So Kamyata, from today, I will never like to like this. She could not speak. Krishna went. Radhika was here. And only thinking for Krishna. She was restless. Krishna sent a Yudhika to Srimati Radhika. And go tell that I prayed. So this prayer you should tell her that I will never do any offense in my whole life. So she should forgive me, forgive me. But Radhika was only giving and told, I will not go. I will not go. So she went again to Krishna and told all these things. Krishna told that again a duti should be sent. And Krishna became himself duti in the shape of a duti. So beautiful. And 16 shringar, 32 avaran he did. What thing? You should learn something. Because I cannot deeply explain. So if you deeply want to listen. So she became very beautiful lady. And he decorated with 16 kinds of avaran. And 32 kinds of bhav, vilas, so many bhav. That his looks like so beautiful, having here something. Reddish.
Musk.
Radhika takes black color, he takes her prominent any other color. And went to Srimati Radhika, bow down to Srimati Radhika. Who are you? Krishna has sent to me. Sorry.
Does she know who it is?
No. At first she could not.
She cannot understand.
But she saw that very pitiful. Smile him so. She told that, who are you? I have come to you. Devi, I am Dasi of Krishna. And he has said to me that you should forgive her. He had done some mistake, he admits. So you should not do like this. Krishna is certainly nirdos, no offense, faultless.
Faultless. No
faultless. No fault. And he is very rasik Vaishnava, rasik Krishna. And he loves more than any gopi to you. And he is always weeping. And hearing his weeping and seeing his weeping, all creepers and trees and everything, beings, every are crying to see Krishna. And you are not...
You are not melt. Your heart is not becoming soft.
Seeing all these things, his praise, her praise, she became melted. Sakhi, what should I give you? I wanted this.
he should admit his fault and come to me. But I cannot go in this condition. So I am very much pleased to you. And he took in his arms to that Sakhi. As he took in the arms, he at once, my, oh, he's Shyam Sundar. And he left. And at the same time, Git Govindakar, Jayadev Goswami, is telling that Krishna became his, gave his head on the feet of Srimati Radhika, telling that Smar Garala Khandanam, Namasirashi Mandanam,
Dehi,
Dehi, Padalo. No, it's
in? The same, in Vilapkusa Manjali also, the head is, Krishna's head is.
So he is telling that. Smar Garala Khandanam, your feet is like this. That if a burning fire have some huge quantity of water and keeps it without burning, if a fire has water, it pushes out. Kya hota hai?
Dampens the fire. Huh? It puts the fire. It dampens
the fire. So your this feet are that I was burning with viraha. So viraha ki
smaragarala khandanam mama sirasi mandanam dehi padakam
nana prathamta
smaragarala khandanam
madam kara
smara garala
smaragarala garala means beast poison aur smar mane काम दे माने लव स्मर गरल टू मीट यू आई वाज बर्निंग विथ डीरा नाउ आई हैव गॉट योर फीट दिस फीट कैन रिलीव मी फ्रॉम दैट डीरा देही पद पल्लम नाउ आई एम गिविंग माय फीट. You should decorate my head with your feet. So this is Vasanti. Then Srimati Radhika became so glad. And yes, I am ready to go to Rasasthali. But you should do one thing. My hairs have gone hither and thither. My choti has been here and there. So please correct it. Krishna became so glad and was done like this. You has a, she has a mirror. And was seeing the face of Krishna. How joyful Krishna is doing this. She told that. Just to do alankar.
Decoration.
Mm-hmm. Decoration to my body and give nupur to my feet. And then Krishna did it. This is called Swadhinvartrika. And then he, she with Krishna went to Rasasthali. She knew that she, he wants more than any gopi to. Why I told this?
Very inwardly. Inwardly, she likes to arrange that Krishna
should be
with her. Yeah, a little bit. But for Leela, she shows that she wants.
So, for Rasa. And Krishna also does like this. Once, Radha and Krishna and all gopis was meeting in Vrindavan. And Radhika was in anger. Krishna wanted to talk her, but she was not in a mood to talk. Then Krishna became so much sorry and told that if you are not talking and going, just a minute. And he went in a kunja nearby. And he began to pose like he's sleeping. That Sakhi of Srimati Radhika was seeing that Radhika or Lalita told, or Vishakha told, to one Sakhi, Manjari, watch where Krishna is going. So she was watching from distance that where Krishna is going. See that he saw that he entered in a kunja. And then he returned and told Vishakha and Lalita, and Vishakha and Lalita told Srimati Radhika, he has entered that kunja. We should go there. And we should watch what he is doing there. So Lalita, Vishakha and Srimati Radhika went there. They saw that Krishna was sleeping. They came at once. They saw that Krishna is sleeping. And